A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring, Maryland. Sukkah, Mem Tes, Sukkah 49A, pagination, page 97. We will start from the facing page on the top line, describing what's called Nisuch HaMayim, the pouring of water. So, during the course of the year, many karbanos required nisuch yayin, libations of wine. However, on Sukkis, there was an additional type of libation, a pouring of a liquid, and that was nisuch hamayim, the pouring of the water. And the Mishnah tells us over here, starting from the top over here, on Memches Amud Beis 48b, pagination 96, Kimin shnei chotmin dakin, they were like two nostrils, very thin. Echad me'uva ve'echad dak, one was thicker than the other. Kidei shiyu shneim kolin bevas achas, so that when you poured into them the wine and the water, they should go down at the same pace. The wine being thicker would get a thinner hole. I'm sorry, the wine being thicker got a thicker hole, so that it shouldn't be delayed. And the water being thinner got a thinner hole, so that they would go down at the same time. Let's move on to the following page, where we find out where this wine and water went. Let's continue Sukkah Mem Tes, today's daf, Sukkah 49. On the third line, Amar Rabba Babarachana, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Shitin Mishesis Yemei Bereshis Nivra'u. That area underneath the Mizbeach, to which these little holes would conduit the liquids, were there from the time of creation. We're talking about that room underneath the Mizbeach. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Chamuke Yirei Chayich, your thighs are hidden, Kimo Chaloim, like a pit, Ma'ase Yidei Amon, was created by a craftsman. Chamuke Yirei Chayich, what kind of covering by the thigh, Elu HaShitin, that's talking about this room underneath, that no one can see. Kemo chaloim, and it's like a pit, shemuchu lalim v'yardim adat ahom, that it goes very deep. Ma'ase yidei amon, it was created by a craftsman. Zumaise yidei umnuso shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the craftsmanship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And we're describing that underneath the Mizbeach, there was this void, this area, like a tunnel underneath, and into it would go the wine of the libations, as well as the water. Let's drop down to six lines up from the bottom, at the end of the line. Tanya Omra Belazer Bar Tzadok, Lul Katan Hayo Ben Kevesh Lamizbeach, there was a little hatchway between the ramp of the Mizbeach and the Mizbeach itself. The Mizbeach itself is referred to as the square-like structure that the fires were on. B'ma'arovo shel kevesh, it was on the west side of the ramp. Va'achas l'shivim shana, once in 70 years, pirchei kuna yordim l'sham u'malakta misham yayin karush. Once in 70 years, the youths of the Kohanim would go there and they would collect the congealed wine, the caked up wine. Shadoma li'igule devela, it came across like cakes of food, similar to fruit and cakes. Uvoyin v'sorfim sabikadusha, and they would burn what remained in holiness to complete the service of what to do with this congealed wine. Now, this room underneath the Mizbeach is quite fascinating in that it's described as Chamuke Yerechayich, that your thigh is covered, and it was specially designed Yidei Amon by the craftsman. So that spot of the Mizbeach was destined to be a special location. The Rambam in the second parak of Beis HaBechira tells us that it's Mechuvan B'Yoser. This location of the Mizbeach is very particular. It was the same place as Akedas Yitzchak. And working back in time, it was the place of Noach's Mizbeach. It was the place of Kayan and Hevel's Mizbeach. And it was the place of Adam HaRishon's Mizbeach U'Misham Nivra. And it was the location from which the earth to create Adam was taken. So that location is a very specific location. It was designed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically with the Mizbeach in mind. And again, it's called Chamuke Yirei Chayich. The thigh is hidden. There's a lot doing there, but it's hidden. Incidentally, this pasuk, Chamuke Yirei Chayich, that your thigh is hidden. So Rav Falk, in his Sefer on Tznius, points out that this is the concept of a dress, as opposed to merely covering the thigh. When a woman covers the thigh area, it's supposed to be done with a dress, like with a curtain. Because the word chamuke, hidden, is used, and not merely mechusa, that it's covered. It's hidden. There's a curtain hiding it. Not just that it's covered. An arm, for example, you could wear a sleeve. It's covered. But the thigh, that area, is supposed to be like behind a curtain. The Gemara on Amud Beis mentions that this concept of tznius, chamuke yirechayich, something special, is being hidden. So we're told that it applies to Torah and mitzvahs as well. By the time the Gemara is done, the words of Rashi are, Kol mili boitzni usa. Everything that's worthwhile should be done bitznius. And over here we have this important principle that tznius is not just a way of dress, it's a way of life. And that some things are not meant to be flaunted. Our body is not meant to be flaunted, to call attraction to it, but it's more than that. It's a way of life. And certainly a person can dress in certain ways and still not be tznius. And a person can be dressed tznius also and still not behave in a way that's appropriate. If you take a look at the Gemara, almost midway counting down, at the end of a line, Tana Devei Rav Onon, Maidachsiv, Chamuke Yerechayich, Lomonim Shulu Divrei Torah Ki Yerech. Why is the Torah compared to the thigh? Lomalach, Ma Yerech Besesser, just like we all understand that the thigh has to be hidden. Af Divrei Torah Besesser, so also Torah has to be hidden. Vahayna de Omra Beloza, Maidach Siv, Higid Lecha Oda Matov. Rabbi Lozer darshened a specific pasuk. Skip a line to the beginning of the line, the end of the pasuk that he's darshening, Vatzlian leches im alokecha, that you should go with Hashem with tznius. Skip to the next line where they explain what that means. Hatznea leches im alokecha. Even zu hotzoas hameis vachnosas kala luchupa. Even a funeral, and even bringing a girl to her marriage, things that are done publicly, and clearly have to be done publicly, because it's a communal thing. Devarim shadarkan la'asosan befarhesya. Even though the way of such a mitzvah is to be done publicly, omra Torah tznei aleches, you're still supposed to do it with tznius. And apparently tznius doesn't just mean to do it privately. You could do something publicly with tznius. discreetly, with sensitivity, not for one's personal glorification, but rather l'shem shamayim. The Marsha, in fact, mentions that when a person does something without tzinius, without being discreet, there's a fear that it's mechsek yuarod, it's a fear that he's doing it for his own honor. But when a person does it b'tznius, the mitzvah can be done b'shleimus. So we have a Gemara here that the area under the Mizbeach, which was hidden from view, Chamuke Yirechayich, also had significance, and we're discussing that's where the libations went. We mentioned the concept of a dress as a mode of tznius for the thigh part of the body, and the Gemara in Amud Beis adds in that Torah, mitzvahs, even the ones that have to be done publicly, should also have the midah of tznius included in them. Yeshikoach, thank you for joining.